Hey, it's Beth here. Okay, it's May 12th, 2020, episode 103. I'm still over 65. I'm still talking. And we still have, I'm still hibernating, isolating, whatever you want to call it. Just not that fun. So here I am at home again, and I've got all this time. So I was thinking about the handshake. You know, when everybody's laughing, that maybe we'll just do a fist bump or whatever, but there's a real history that goes to the handshake, and it's sad. I mean, if you fist bump, that's that, or any other thing, but if you give someone a handshake, they'll remember you. They're twice as likely to remember you. And if you do a handshake with the eye contact that all these dads and men would tell their younger boys to do, they're three times more likely to remember you. And if they look right in your eyes and they know what your eye color is, they're never going to forget your face. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing. It really was of value, especially in business and everything else. And it's very old. It's been around since Assyrians. It's been around since the BCs, way BCs. And it's been a symbol of peace for all this time because it proved that the other person didn't have a weapon. That's how it began. So one of the earliest was the Assyrians, and it was the king of Assyria. And they called it pressed flesh, but it was a handshake. But it was more like a hand grasp, not a real shake. And he did it with the king of Babylonia. And it was the first symbol of alliance for two countries, and it was commemorated on a coin. So that's just great. Homer described the handshake in the Iliad and the Odyssey, which makes me think it was a pretty big thing at the time. If he did it in both books, I don't know what makes me think that, but I was so impressed. And also, there's a lot of great depictions, but the one that stands out to me is an Egyptian hieroglyphic. I think it's hysterical. It's this king and queen, and he's just come home from a very, very long business trip, okay? And he's looking really scared, and she's looking furious, and he's grabbing her hand, and I think he's looking for weapons, because I think maybe she heard some stuff about this business trip, and she didn't like it. You just have to see this hieroglyphic. She looks like if looks could kill, he'd be dead, and he knows it. So, you know, things are happening way back in the day too. So business trips, I don't know. They always have a little edge and maybe a little worry in them, especially if they last for 8 months, right? Like, that's a long business trip. So, and he wasn't conquering another nation. Like, that would make sense. And he'd be pretty busy saving his life. This was like a true business trip down to like the coast where he had a beach house. So I'm with her on this one. So that's an amazing depiction too. And it's supposed to look like just a wonderful thing. But to me, I saw all kinds of other things in it. And I think you would too. So then there was the shaking gesture. So it was like a clasping, and then it became a shaking gesture. And the medieval knights did that because other knights from maybe other round tables or somewhere were hiding weapons in their shirts. So you needed to do a handshake and shake vigorously so you could hear the weapon, or at least, or see the weapon drop out of his shirt, one or the other, and you've saved the day for yourself. So that's how we got the shaking and the handshake. And the person who made it an everyday, that was not an everyday experience. And knights did not shake the hand of grocers or farmers or anyone else. They just shook the hands of other knights. The people that made it an everyday event and a way of greeting anyone were, and this makes perfect sense, the Quakers. They thought it was much more egalitarian, which means equalizing. Normal, you know, everybody's the same. Like, you know, they use the word friend, everybody's a friend. Well, they felt that this was much better than bowing or tipping the hat. And so this is how it became an everyday gesture where you shook somebody's hand and you said, friend, and it's kind of sweet. So there were also very, very famous handshakes throughout history. But the ones that I liked, well, the first one I liked, of course, was Richard Nixon shaking Elvis's hand in the Oval Office. That was cool. I mean, it really was. It was so surprising when I saw it the first time. Then this other one was kind of, I don't know, like fortune-telling almost. The one of a young Bill Clinton shaking the hand of JFK. This moment in time that meant nothing to JFK, everything to Bill Clinton, but that it would be another president. I love looking at that picture. And then there's Neville Chamberlain and Hitler. And that looked like it was a great thing. And he came back. He was the first guy, the first commoner to be speaking from the balcony. Everybody was thrilled. Yay, you saved us from war. You're Hitler's best friend. And of course, that handshake turned into something with a very different meaning when it all fell through. It's very sad. But the worst and the saddest and the most tragic story is William McKinley. He was a pretty good president, but he had a great handshake. The best in the business is what they said. He'd look people in the eye, make them feel like $1 million, and it was referred to as the McKinley grip. No one could do it like he could do it. So he had to, wherever he went, he had to, at the end, stand and have a line of at least a half an hour to an hour worth of men that wanted the McKinley grip. And he would accommodate. He got very sore. His hands got very sore, but he'd do it anyway. So he was in Buffalo, and there was a long line, and this man named Leon Kazozi came up. It was his turn. And McKinley noticed that his right hand was bandaged. So he quickly had this McKinley move where he used his left hand. And he gave him the grip, almost as good as the right. Real great eye contact. And Leon, the assassin, took out his gun from his bandage and shot him twice. Point blank. Within a week, he was dead. And all he kept talking about on his deathbed was how he couldn't believe it. He didn't see it coming. He thought he was a nice man, and what a jerk he was. So that kind of ruined everything for McKinley, I would say. But it didn't ruin the American handshake. And lots of businessmen felt it conveyed everything they needed to know about another man they could find in the handshake. My father-in-law, he worked at 3M, and he felt that you could find out everything you needed to know from a man from the way he played a golf game. You could see what he did when he made a mistake, if he laughed, if he was calm. You could see if he cheated by moving balls. You could see how he handled your success and your failure. You could find out what he would do in business on the golf course. But a lot of men shortened that, and they thought they could tell from a handshake, which would have given me tremendous anxiety. I mean, I would have been so nervous about this that somebody could read my soul from a handshake. Performance anxiety would be off the chart, and that would be bad because the serious characteristics of a handshake are complete grip. Like, remember, you gotta meet and same pressure on both sides. And this is the hard part, dry palms. Well, I'd be nervous, right? Like, no sweaty palms, no sweaty anything. So anyway, strength, vigor, and eye contact, all like that in a second. And this guy's going to make a decision whether to hire you or not. I couldn't live like that. I mean, honestly, it would just kill me. I'd have to be a monk or something. So then there are all these handshakes all over the world. And so every culture takes what we do in America and makes it their own. The Canadians, they let the woman extend her hand first, and then the man may follow suit and shake her hand. That's kind of sweet. In Mexico, they have a long handshake, and it's very often followed by a hug. It's very warm in Mexico. Very, very lovely, but very uncomfortable for anybody else. You know, they're like, woo! But Mexican men, this is how they do things. So they've also got the firm handshake and eye contact and everything, but it ends up in a big hug. In Brazil, the men shake each other's hands, but they never shake a woman's hands. They will kiss her on the cheek, and it's not an air kiss. They're going for it, any chance they get in Brazil, which is fine, you know, long as everybody knows what's going on. They never let a good situation, you know, go into a handshake. In Brazil, it's all pretty much body language and body language. So in South Africa, they use a gentle grip and they wait till the other person releases. But I don't know if I'm the other person or the other person is the other person. So I don't know what I do in that situation. And then it even gets more complicated because the other person, who is the other person, is the only one who can say, so how is your life going and how is your business? And it has to happen. Otherwise, it's a complete failure. In South Africa, they want to have a conversation. But I don't know who the designated other is. I imagine it's not me because I'm never that guy. But I could be. And I just screw that up completely. So I don't know what I'm going to do. When I go to South Africa, I'll just stay on the bus. So tour bus or whatever. So then in China, of course, this makes sense. The oldest man is the one who reaches out his hand. And you, all the handshakes in China are a very weak grip. They don't like to use that word. They use lightly. A light grip, not a weak grip. And you avoid at all cost eye contact. It is a no-go. Do not do that. So this is hard. You got to remember these rules. And then in the Philippines, they're also into weak, not weak, light hand grips. You look the person in the eye. So in China, you don't look the person in the eye. In the Philippines, you look the person in the eye and then you don't bow. You bow in China, you don't bow in the Philippines. And I'm feeling like between these two countries, there's a little bit of hostility because somebody's just one-upping somebody, changing all the rules. And when you do it wrong in either one of these countries, you've really screwed up. That's just like maybe stay in your own country. I don't know what they're trying to say there. In Australia, this is funny. Women offer their hand first for a handshake with a man, but they never handshake with a woman or do anything else with a woman. I think that's kind of cold. I'm not judging, but I don't know. That kind of says something. Not judging. I'm just curious. Okay. But in Norway, this is a good one. You can shake their hands, but don't you dare say, how are you doing? How are you? What's up? How you doing? They hate small talk. It is the biggest affront to them to say something like that. My husband would love to live in this country. He hates small talk too. But in Norway, they are not kidding. They are not kidding. Like you, the guy will just drop the hand and leave if you try to pull that. So then I was thinking about germs. And okay, so they're saying it's really bad, right? Okay, so what are we gonna do? And we don't have many traditions, many things, and men don't have many ways of communicating, not like women do. I mean, this was their really great way of communicating over thousands of years, and it's just gonna be thrown out. It just made me really sad. So I was thinking, what are we gonna do? What are they gonna do? So I looked into other countries, and what are some alternatives? In Tibet, you stick out your tongue when you say hello. It's just their thing. Instead of shaking hands or anything, you just stick out your tongue at somebody. And it's a nice gesture. In Qatar, Yemen, Oman, which is a country, not an omen, and the United Arab Emirates, you bump noses, which I think is pretty germy too. But I'm not sure. I don't think that one's going to work very well. So then, okay, so we're bumping noses in Qatar, or however you pronounce it. We're air kissing on every red carpet, every beautiful woman, everybody in the film industry, and, you know, all of France. They're air kissing, and they really don't touch each other. It's a little bit away. And they've got some very subtle gestures, but this is pretty feminine. How close you get, do you use your arms? Like if you use your arms, it means that that's a real friend. And then do you look at them and smile at the end? That's someone you want to get to know. If you just do an air kiss and then go on to the next one, you're blowing them off. So there's some subtle stuff going on with that one too. And it happens very quickly, but everybody knows what's going on. I'd probably get air kissed so fast. Kiss off, that's what they call it. If I ever was on I wouldn't be on a red carpet. And I've really only been air kissed twice, and it was a pretty much brush off. So I guess I'm not really air kissing material. So, but a lot of people are. So that one, and that one looks good. And I guess it's not too much contact. It's a little less germy maybe than other things, but still, I don't know, right in your face. Then in New Zealand, they rub noses. And that's a Maui thing. And what they're doing is they're sharing a breath together as friends, which I think is a kind of sweet thing to think. And then this one's kind of cool, especially for kids. In Mozambique, they clap hands. You get applause. You applaud each other. And I thought, well, that's sweet. I could so do that. And then I read on, and it's like this. Of course, there's always some like inside baseball moves. Men clap with the fingers and palms aligned. Women have to clap at an angle. If you don't, you're in trouble. You're a suspect. You got to get it right. You got to get it right. You'll be kicked out of this party if you don't. So I would screw that one up for sure. I just would. I know. I wouldn't even. All these things are very serious. So this is a mess. Anyway, in Greenland, they face sniff. They just go right up to each other's noses and they sniff each other, which would make me so self-conscious. And in Tuvalu, this little island, it's even worse. They press cheeks like 8 times and sniff each other. I mean, I'm wearing cologne and perfume and aftershave if I've got to deal with this, because I don't know what I smell like. How am I supposed to know? My face, I can't tell. This is very close, and I'm sure it's a little germy. So I don't think that one's going to go. I like the clapping one the best. And I was thinking, do we really have to give up the handshake? What would Roy Rogers do? What would all those, you know, John Wayne, like all those guys, you know, even guys today, like hello, and like, I just really was on the fence about this. Really, really on the fence until, oh no. I should have quit, but I didn't. I did a little research on this. It was all bad, but this one is the worst. Researchers from the London School of Hygiene, they swabbed the hands of 308 commuters on the UK subway transit. Between 4 and 19% of them, oh, how does that work? Wait. No, 19% of them were contaminated. This is unbelievable. Contaminated with fecal matter. This never occurred to me. I just don't think like this. I'm just not very smart. It never occurred to me. But of course, and so I am saying I will stick my tongue out with anyone. Maybe the handshake, at least I'm not doing it, and not after reading that. I mean, I will bandage my hands like that McKinley guy, Leon. I definitely will not shake the hand of a London commuter. Now that's in the bag. That is definitely not happening. Might shake someone's hand if they're on the beach and they just got out of the water or something. But it's, I don't know, that kind of information just leaves a mark on you. So, I don't know, you know, you think the worst thing's happening in the world, handshakes are going, but maybe they really are that germy. Maybe it really is that bad an idea. It looks good, just like everything else. I mean, smoking looked good in the 30s. It really did. And maybe it's just going to go like that. I don't know. People used to light up other people's cigarettes. That was a way of meeting a girl. And then she'd look up from her cigarette, and there was smoke between them. It was already there. You didn't even have to have chemistry. Smoke was there. Smoke, hot, everything. And she'd blow out the smoke. And that was great. We didn't get to replace that with anything. Vaping's nothing. Nothing was like that. And lighting it up and then seeing her face in front of the match, it's the best scenes in a lot of movies. We had to give it up. So maybe we have to give up handshaking too. And I just wish we would replace these things with something else, which we never do. So I've given us some ideas. I think the clapping is hysterical. I would love to give people applause for just showing up. I mean, that just lowers the bar right there. I'm in. We're going to be friends. Yay! We're going to be friends. So, anyway, that's all I've got today. And just one of the many things we got to reconsider after this whole thing's over, or while it's going on, whatever. It's a crazy world. So, anyway, I will be back soon. And I hope you're doing well. I hope you're staying sane. That's really the only thing on my agenda right now. Thank you. Bye-bye.